Today, I want to invite you to reflect with me, Psalm 23. First part of the psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want." We live in a world filled with things we want and feel like we cannot live without. Every day, the number of things we want to add to our list is growing. You are familiar with the term the bucket list. Some have put not only the things they want to do before they die into this bucket list, but there are things they would like to have before they die. So the bucket list concept is now enlarged to include more and more of the things of this world. The need for things in this world comes from our deep-rooted dissatisfaction with what we have within us, rather than what we have around us and in our homes. In every want is hidden the dissatisfaction of everything we have. But the good news is, we know we are still in the world and among the rest of mankind, which is longing for things just like us. So we have company. We all long for the things of this world, hoping that will satisfy us. I'm sure you are aware of the abundance from all kinds of self-help gurus and books. There are 1,000 ways of getting what you want by following step-by-step instructions found in these self-help books and programs. I have come to believe that no matter what you are into collecting today, we finally be seen as something of yesterday, and you will want something else that is newer tomorrow. Abundance is an awareness of needing nothing more in life to be happy and full. It is a state of life where giving away becomes easier and freeing than collecting and taking things away. Let me repeat that. It is a state of life where giving away becomes easier and freeing than collecting and taking things away. Abundance is a state of mind where what you have is more than what you know and what to do with already. One day, St. Francis of Assisi, the great bird-feeding saint found in many yards across America, was on his way back from a begging trip. He had some broken pieces of bread in his hands. He was singing a song and shouting out loud, saying, "I am the herald of the great king." And a few robbers really thought there was a king passing by, a great chance to plunder somebody. They instead found this old ragged Francis. They thought he was hiding something in his tunic. They searched him and found nothing, pushed him into a snow pit and got away. He got up from the pit and continued to sing, "I am the herald of the great king." Here is a song of abundance that came from the knowledge that his soul is far more sacred and his heart is plentiful. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. I am the herald of the great king, and there is nothing I shall want. Abundance comes from selfless letting go. The world was graced with the abundance of grace because of the selfless giving of the Father. He gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, for the world, that we may have life in abundance and nothing more and nothing less. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. I am the herald of the great king, and there is nothing I shall want. All I have it plenty and more, and no one else can give me anything more than what I have. I am what I am, nothing more and nothing less. A song Francis loved to sing because he took to heart what this means: the Lord is my shepherd, and there is nothing, absolutely nothing I shall want. I have everything that I am seeking. May that be your blessing today, the blessing of Francis, where he found within himself the treasures of God, and in that treasure he was satisfied because God was with him. May that be your blessing. Amen.